And it's time for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be back. I did, of course, go see a movie. It's kind of nice because the people at the Maison de Cinema now seem to recognize me. So I mean, I don't have to go through a little song and dance about being a journalist and getting in for free. So that's kind of fun. Anyway, went to the movies last night, and my initial thought was, oh, I should go see Freakier Friday, because it's been getting so much publicity. It's the sequel, 22 years later, it's the sequel to Freaky Friday that starred Lindsay Lohan and, come on her name, another really well-known person. And then I thought, no, I think there may not be, it's probably quite funny, but there may not be anything new or vaguely original in it. Jamie Lee Curtis, sorry, that's the name of the person I was trying to think of. So I said, I will go catch something else. And another movie playing at the Maison de Cinema, which many of the listeners may not have heard of, is called Weapons by writer-director Zach Cregger, who I had never heard of before. And he had a really kind of a smash movie in 2022. So 3 years ago, he had what's called a sleeper hit called Barbarian. And it was another kind of horror movie that got great reviews, and he got great reviews as a director. But I just thought, oh, well, great reviews is great reviews. So even though I haven't heard of this guy, and I certainly didn't see the movie Barbarian, we're going to take a chance on this movie as opposed to going to the low-hanging fruit, which I figured was going to be the Jamie Lee Curtis film. Anyway, so we went into the theater, and it was packed. We had to, we really had to look to find seats. Mind you, it's a small theater, but my husband and I were both really surprised that so many people had shown up to see this movie, Weapons. And then we sat down, and we watched the movie, and we could see why, okay, now I get it, why so many people are here. They've read about it. And they have read that this is a really good psychological horror movie. It's typically, you know, psychological horror movies, the horror part is the psychological part. And that is in most ways true of this movie as well. But there's another part of it, which is horror. And it's like typical, gore. People, you know, vomiting blood on other people and things like that. And somehow this director, who is quite young and certainly not hugely known and not hugely experienced, seems to know what to do with his characters, with his scenes, with his sets. Everything kind of hangs together very nicely. And it's important that you don't go into the movie expecting, in just a few half an hour or so, I should find out what is the big secret, what is the horror, what's causing the horror. But it takes a lot more than just a few scenes. It's really only towards the end that you kind of get what the horrific part is. But unless you're entirely focused on the idea of finding out the answers, you just kind of sit back and enjoy the characters, story and themes. They're all really quite good. There are also at least a couple, if not more, of fine actors. Julia Garner, who has become one of my favorite actresses since she played Ruth in the TV series Ozark a few years ago, and has subsequently done really excellent work. She's terrific. She's a young woman who has that kind of a little orphan-y look to her. And she knows how to get into a character and really do a job. And her co-star in this, if you want to call it that, is Josh Brolin. And lots of people know him from, I think it's the Marvel Universe. He plays typically way larger than life characters. But his career began playing not larger than life, but simply good characterization. So he's gone back to his root as being like a really good character actor. So I'll give you, I won't tell you the whole story, but obviously, but I'll give you a little bit of a hint what to expect if you go to this movie, which, as I say, is playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema. First of all, don't be late, because you may not find a seat. They didn't put it in one of their larger theaters, at least not in English. So it's kind of like, well, you don't want to be standing around when the movie is already playing. So don't be late. Anyway, so the movie concerns a class full third graders, 17 third graders, who go missing. They're there, and then they're not there. So the story is, what on earth has happened to those kids? And the Julia Garner character, who plays their teacher, since she's essentially the only solid link there, is that, yeah, well, the kids are all gone, but the teacher is there. The kids aren't all gone. In fact, there is one kid, Alex, who shows up to class, and he's trying to be sort of a normal kid, although his whole class has gone missing. When they show the sequences of the third graders, who I guess are 8 or 9 or 10 or so, they're scary. They have all, when you look at film shots of the kids as they leave their homes, they're all in different homes in the same city, which I think is in Florida, and they zip off as if they're not flying, but they've got the stance of like a bug or a rocket ship or an airplane, and they run away. And it's like, whoa, that is just a really eerie scene. And there's a bunch of them, because each time a kid leaves their home, even though it's simultaneously, they show this third grader sort of zipping off into the night and then disappearing. Needless to say, there's hell to pay in the town, and their teacher is vilified. She's called witch more than once, and it's written all over her car in paint that won't come off. So she puts up with the brunt of the guilt for this. But she says, I don't know what happened to them either, and I would love to find out, because I have, you know, they're my kids, they're my class, and I love them, and they're gone. So the rest of the movie is about 2 hours, by the way. And there's some dark, like physically dark, blacker than usual dark bits in it. So if you have a trouble watching movies that are dim, this may not be your cup of tea, but if you get used to it, you say, okay, and now I'm going to just have to squint a bit so I can see what's going on the screen. There's enough happening that it seems to be, I think, it's a movie that I would see again, just to kind of pick up what's happening. As I say, there are no early answers. Ultimately, we do meet someone who is kind of, we think, like, this is really the bad guy, certainly not the third grade teacher. She didn't do away with her class. But this is a very weird woman, very, very well played by a terrific actress, Ed Harris's wife. But anyway, again, her name will come to me moment. Amy Madigan, that didn't take long. Amy Madigan plays this strange woman who appears later in the movie. And she's certainly worth waiting for and worth watching. All of the performances are very solid. And the story is very eerie. And the acting is A1. So you are left coming out of that movie thinking, I'm not sure entirely what happened, but boy, it was riveting. And I would definitely go back and try and see the movie again, or wait until it comes on my TV and then see it, and then be able to figure out what else has been happening here. Meanwhile, I will try to find Kreger's first film, Barbarian, on one of the streaming services, because that looks like a movie that I'm surprised I haven't heard of, but I would definitely want to watch this and see more of what Kreger has to offer. Definitely something that I would recommend for people who are not, you know, totally turned off by horror films. It is a horror film. So if it's not your cup of tea at all, then you might want to go see Freakier Friday or something else. But if you are even a little bit keen on horror movies, then this is definitely one to see, or one to see again, which I think is what I will do in my case. And by the way, it's gotten like super excellent reviews. The Rotten Tomatoes aggregate review is excellent. It's like, oh my goodness, that's like 96% approval rating or something like that, which is rare. So I guess that would explain why we showed up with the movie a little bit late and couldn't find a seat. It has very good buzz, as they say. So just to wrap this up, I would recommend it. And I believe my husband liked it also, and he too would recommend it. Okay, so that's it for I don't know what we're doing next week. Something, we'll find another movie and give you the lowdown on that. They're nicely air-conditioned theaters, by the way, so yet another reason to go.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a great week and talk next week.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.